withdrawal of volunteer officers. ZIA announces mandatory site identification billboards for construction projects. And in international news, Anthony Joshua injured in Nigeria car crash with two others dead.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Clinical Officers Association of Zambia has called for the permanent withdrawal of volunteer clinical officers across the country. Speaking at a press briefing, COAZ President Dr. Jones Neba said more than 15,000 trained clinical officers are currently unemployed, while over 3,500 are providing voluntary services. Dr. Neba has explained that the proposed permanent withdrawal includes specialized clinical officers, such as those in psychiatry, clinical anesthesia, and emergency care, whose services are critical to the health system. He has noted that the continued reliance on volunteer clinical officers has negatively affected morale and service delivery, as many have worked for extended periods without formal unemployment. Dr. Neba has since urged the government to urgently engage the association, improve the welfare of clinical officers, and fast-track recruitment to avoid disruption of health services.
We are left to advise all who are volunteering to withdraw from doing so and focus on building their lives, as we are not confident that their services is masking the real problem of human resource shortage. The vessel is only subject to a clear roadmap by the government. We are permanently withdrawing all emergency care technicians. We know to say the able capable president of this nation has purchased the ambulances, yet we've got skilled manpower that are being left without employment.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has called on Zambians to safeguard the economic progress and the restored rule of law achieved under the UPND administration as the country heads into the 2026 elections. Addressing the media, Mr. Mwetwa said the UPND administration has ended the year on a high, sound and promising note. He has noted that improved credibility and transparency in governance have helped to drive economic growth. Mr. Mwetwa has since urged citizens to protect the gains made by the UPND administration as the country approaches the elections by making informed and responsible electoral decisions.
This year that is coming must be used by all citizens to reflect on the performance of President Hakainde Hichilema in the last 5 years, and also not just end at that. Take a step further to reflect on the performance and performances of governments that have gone before, and inform your choices about where this country should go going forward, given this unique opportunity that is coming in 2026, which is decision time when Zambia will be deciding.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has announced that all construction sites will be required to erect a standardized and approved billboard registered with the institute following the gazetting of the Architect Site Identification Regulation 2025. Institute President Musonka Silungwe has explained that the billboards will have key details such as land ownership and ownership of the project, project approvals from the local authority, registration of a contractor with the National Council for Construction, and the names of architectural consultants and other relevant professionals involved in the project. He said the regulation, which takes effect on 1st January 2026, is intended to promote transparency, accountability, and lawful construction practices across the construction sector. Mr. Silungwe has noted that the regulation is aimed at addressing the disorder that has characterized the construction sector, which has posed risks to public health and safety through poor and unplanned structures, ultimately placing a heavy burden on the economy.
We implore the public to support these measures because they are designed to reduce the inconveniences that they are experiencing with encroachment and construction plots that belong to other people. It also controls those that are entering our country, often illegally, to acquire land illegally or to occupy public spaces illegally and begin construction without any single approval, registration, knowledge, oversight, payment to the state, or recognition and respect of local laws and regulations.
Government, through the Ministry of Energy and Chairperson of the Zambezi River Authority Council of Ministers, Makozo Chikote, has reaffirmed Zambia and Zimbabwe's commitment to strategic power generation and transmission investments aimed at enhancing energy security, resilience and regional integration. Speaking during the 43rd ordinary meeting of the ZRA Council of Ministers held at Elephant Hills Resort in Victoria Falls, Mr. Chikote said the two countries were intensifying collaboration on key energy infrastructure projects following climate-induced challenges that adversely affected hydropower generation at the Kariba complex. The minister has identified the 2,400 megawatts Batoka Gorge hydroelectric scheme as a priority bilateral investment, describing it as a transformative project that will drive industrialization, job creation, and economic growth in both countries. Meanwhile, the incoming chairperson of the ZRA Council of Ministers and Zimbabwe's Minister of Energy and Power Development, July Moyo, has commended the Zambezi River Authority for the prudent management of the shared water resource despite challenging hydrological conditions. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Energy Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Sianjalika.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has intercepted a truck with 800 cases of smuggled Vikings cigarettes with revenue loss of 7.8 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the goods were on a truck with registration number LZ46TNGP en route from South Africa, transiting to Chirundu and destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo. He said the truck had been declared as carrying assorted household items in transit. Mr. Nzala, however, says a trail by vigilant Zambia Revenue Authority officers followed the vehicle to a warehouse in Lusaka's Garden House, where the offloading was scheduled.
Using our strategies or mechanisms that we put in place to combat smuggling, we did trail this truck all the way to the warehouse in Lusaka, where the carton boxes of cigarettes were destined, or rather were scheduled to be offloaded. So we managed to interview the driver who actually did state that actually the cigarettes were meant to be offloaded in Lusaka. Of course, using our investigations department, our officers, we did, you know, arrest at that point the driver and put him in police custody so that all the investigations could be concluded. So again, we call upon everyone that is involved in the trading business to ensure that they make correct declarations.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Former world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua has been injured in a car crash along the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway northeast of Lagos near the Sagamo interchange. Officials say five men were in the car when it collided with a stationary truck by the side of the road. The Federal Road Safety Corps in Nigeria says the car, a Lexus Jeep, was suspected of traveling over the speed limit and crashing while overtaking. Two people died in the crash while Joshua was rescued alive, sustaining minor injuries, and two others escaped unhurt. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Zelensky has said the U.S. is offering Ukraine security guarantees against